RIF. Reduction in force. In the old days, we used to call it getting laid off. The definition I've come to understand is when a business is going to be shutting down a plant or a facility, and there's a large number of people who will lose their jobs, that's called a reduction in force. The biggest difference is it's not something you caused. It comes from the industry. It comes from the company. Might be because of industry changes, but it's completely out of the employee's control. They just lose their job. Last Thursday, after almost 27 years with the same company, I got that call. Today will be the last day of your employment. Your services are no longer required. A lot of people may have heard those words before, but for me, I hadn't been unemployed since I was 14 years old. I don't know about everybody else, but standing there looking out of the window, listening to those from the office speaking, I had a very hard time focusing on what they were actually saying. I knew today was my last day. I knew I was being let go, but I didn't know what would happen next. And then they start with the outflow process, trying to explain, we're going to do this, you need to do that. We're going to send you these papers, we're going to send you these forms. At that moment in time, I really wasn't listening. It's hard to concentrate. As a company, we knew this was coming. This was not a surprise for everyone. This has been talked about for the last several months. We knew the contracts were ending, and we knew the company was not going to have enough positions to move everyone. But it did kind of catch me flat-footed because I had been told that I was going to be retained. So to get that call unexpectedly kind of takes your breath away. At least it did mine. Strangely enough, I was actually in Houma, Louisiana when the call came. As part of the reduction in force program or the laws that govern that, the companies have to notify the state labor departments so that they can prepare for a large number of people to be laid off. They had done that with the Louisiana Workforce Commission, which is part of the Department of Labor for Louisiana. And the Workforce Commission has something called a rapid response team. The company had sent out emails to all the people who were being affected, inviting them or suggesting that they attend this seminar put on by the Louisiana Workforce Commission to help those who are being displaced find out what the process is to transition from employment to unemployment and ultimately to be reemployed. I had actually gone down there as a podcaster, knowing that many of my fellow employees were going to be losing their jobs. I wanted to go down there and record whatever was being told, whatever was being said, to hopefully be able to pass along to those being affected. If they couldn't attend, maybe they'd listen to the podcast and get some useful information. I got there early, saw some of the people I had worked with in the past, little chit-chat, went and talked with the rapid response coordinator, asking if I could record the session he was about to present. Unfortunately, his PR people do not allow recording of their presentations. He's supposed to send me a PowerPoint, the PowerPoint that he used. If possible, I will put that up on the website. People can look at it. It's specifically Louisiana-based or Louisiana-specific, but he said each state has a comparable displaced worker program. So it doesn't matter if you're in Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, your state does have a program and should be able to help you with this process. There were probably a dozen of us in the room, and we all signed in. And as the coordinator started to give his presentation, he was looking at the sign-in list and he was shocked. He said, everybody on this list in this room has almost 20 years plus employment with the same company. He said, I don't see that. Most people have 6, 7, 8 different employers in their career. The day this episode drops, It'll be my 55th birthday. My, how things have changed. 25 years old, getting on a big airplane, fly to Moscow. 55 years old, unemployed, looking for a job. Yesterday, scrolling through Facebook, I ran into Mike Rowe's post, and it was a bunch of quotes, famous quotes. The one that caught my eye, "When you arrive at a fork in the road, take it." Yogi Berra. I guess I'm going to take that road less traveled. I guess I'm going to close that door behind me and see what doors open ahead. A lot of people might puff out their chest and, oh, I'm just going to go find another job. But I'll admit it, it's scary. Not knowing what's out there, what's next, the loss of insurance, the loss of financial ability to provide for your family. And it doesn't matter how well you planned, it doesn't matter how well you saved, you know there's not enough to keep going indefinitely. You know you have to find a job. You know you have to replace that insurance. I've got another 10 years I need to work before Social Security will start maybe paying me or might allow me to retire. One of the statistics that the response coordinator said was that on average, it takes 12 to 16 weeks for that person to become reemployed. Now, I'm sure that's an average, but that's still a long time, people. Do you have enough in your savings account to go for 3 months, 4 months? I wanted to continue with the little seminar, the basic information they gave us, before I go down that other rabbit hole. They really did a good job. They provided us with some pamphlets, some flyers, folders with information, rapid response, dislocated worker services. That's what they call us, dislocated workers. Remember, I walked out of that room employed. I walked back into that room unemployed after the phone call. So it was really a change of perspective. I went there to be a podcaster and listen and take notes, and now I need everything that they're providing. I'm reading from the laworks.net some of the Louisiana Work Commission's papers that they provided in response to notices of significant or mass layoffs or plant closures. The Louisiana Workforce Commission is responsible for coordination of services for these employees affected by the layoff. Information about these services is provided through the State Rapid Response Program in an expeditious and effective manner in order to assist affected workers in securing other employment as quickly as possible. The following services are available to the affected employees: training opportunities, basic skills upgrades, job readiness skills courses, adult education, literacy, math skills, GED preparation, educational and curriculum information, such as community technical colleges, universities, private schools, apprenticeships, training scholarships, employee-based training, entrepreneurial training, senior and youth employment programs. Support services, financial aid, planning information, child care housing assistance, transportation assistance, health care assistance, specialized veteran services, disabled services, food and nutrition services, older worker and youth services. Online resources. The Louisiana Workforce Commission has an effective combination of online and person-to-person job search resources. Our website, Hire, H-I-R-E, is a one-stop resource for all your job search needs. Thousands of jobs in Louisiana are included, so log on or visit us in person. Post your resume. Use our online tools to further your career. To use these services, you will need to register at www.laworks.net. That's www.laworks.net. Create a username and a password. Registering enables you to save information for future visits. Honestly, that's what I've been doing this week. I woke up the next morning, seriously, just staring, wondering what to do. First things first, in my mind, you have to trim the fat. So start cutting bills, trimming things that you don't need. Don't really need Netflix. Don't really need Disney Plus. Don't really need Amazon Prime. We all spend several hundred dollars a month, I imagine, on apps, programs, subscriptions that we really don't need. But before I could do all that, I needed to tell my kids. All my children have ever known was an employed dad, was a dad that had a job. He worked offshore. He worked overseas. He's home a month. He's gone a month. They never did without. I try my best not to spoil them. But that's kind of a funny definition, isn't it? What is to spoil? It's all relative. It's relative to what you earn. So as I spent the day gathering my thought, creating a plan, told the kids after work, after school, I'd like you to come by the house, and had to have that tough conversation to let them know. They took it extremely well. It was a lot harder for me to have to say the words, admit the situation, and project the uncertainty of the future. They had questions that I just couldn't answer. I don't know. Had to call and tell my dad. That's another tough one. But I'm not just going to wallow around in it. Those are the tough parts. That's the reality of the situation, the things you have to do. I spent the weekend organizing, working on a resume. How long has it been since you updated your resume? Been a while for me. So I started getting information together, going through the paperwork that the Workforce Commission gave us. They do provide a very comprehensive program or resources for dislocated workers. Well, for all unemployed workers. Specifically for Louisiana, laworks.net is where you go to sign in, to sign up. You can do your unemployment pay on there. It has a very intuitive background builder program that helps you to create your resume, takes you step by step through employment history, education, certifications, licenses, training you've had. It also extracts out skills that you have and has a list of other skills that you can choose from. And at the end of the process, it'll create a resume. What I found really interesting about this particular one-stop shop was the fact that you don't have to duplicate your efforts in multiple places. What I mean by that is there are a lot of job sites out there. Monster, Indeed, I don't know, there's probably 100 of them. I don't know what the exact list is. A lot of those search engines search through the LA Works website and uses the data that's in there to help place you. So you don't have to create a Monster account and an Indeed account and all these other accounts. Those jobs that are posted in there should show up. Now, I don't know if every state's like that. This week, I've been building my dashboard, my hire account, as they call it, and I've just about got it finished, ready to start searching. Because the LA Works is specific for Louisiana, a lot of the Louisiana companies go there first to search and post positions. All right, I don't know what else I can pass along other than to go to the websites. Please go to your state's workforce website. Take advantage of anything that they provide. They're tools to help you become reemployed. But the first thing that that commissioner said before starting, what is the oldest method known for getting a job? It's who you know, or who your friends know, or who your connections are. That is your best bet for finding leads. So reach out to your friends, connect with your family, let them know you're looking. Hopefully they'll hear about something at their company and come back and tell you, hey, call such and such. It's how I got my job the last 27 years was call this guy. I've had some good friends reach out to me already with some ideas, some suggestions. These companies are hiring. All leads are welcome. Please feel free. Need a safety guide, need a paramedic, put my name forward. Don't forget LinkedIn, updated all of that. Resume in there is current. Went in there and checked that little box, open to work. So what does that mean for oil field talk? I would love to be able to do this full time. I would love to be able to retire from working and just do podcasts full time, but this does not pay the bills. We're still growing. I think we'll continue to grow, and maybe someday in the future, it'll be able to support me and my family. But the one thing that working offshore allowed me to do, equal parts work and days off, that allowed me to travel, to do recordings, to go to job fairs, to go visit friends. All of that came out of my pocket. And needless to say, I'm not going to have the resources to be able to travel like I have been. I still have several recordings in the can, as they used to say, already recorded, be able to put them out for the next few weeks. I'm going to need to change how I do the podcast. Instead of going to them and doing a live in person, we're going to have to look at things like just straight phone conversation. I can connect the phone to my recording equipment. No problem. We should be able to get a good quality interview. It's just not going to be in person, as I prefer. Definitely going to look into the Zooms or the different internet-based conferencing software. Should be able to do that just as well. It was kind of the plan for 2024 to start looking into that a little bit more because travel is so expensive and it takes time. It limits how many people I can record, where if I can line up 5, 6, 7 people in a week, I can record 1 or 2 people a day. So there's definitely going to be some adjustments. I hope you'll stick with me. Anybody out there that's interested in recording, all you got to do is reach out. Trey@oilfieldtalk.com. Shoot me an email. Give me a phone call, 225-999-5223. Feel free to text. Together, we'll figure out a way to continue telling our stories. Thanks again for your support of Oilfield Talk. Nomad Mobile Productions is a broadcasting and media production company that produces podcasts and provides a mobile podcast studio complete with audio and video recording equipment. We also offer post-production processing, editing, marketing, and publication for podcasts. Our mobile production studio will come to you. Visit our webpage, nomadmobileproductions.com, or our Facebook,